Tom, my name's Dick Peppel, and I work the United States on the dairy side of our business for Purina Animal Nutrition. And I'm really fortunate because I get to work kind of countrywide with dairymen and with dairy producers. And this is kind of the pinnacle of dairy, being here at World Dairy Expo today. In fact, the entire week we've been talking to dairy producers from Kentucky, from Pennsylvania, from Washington State, from Florida. And they all come and kind of come here to see the best technologies that are being introduced to the marketplace, as well as the best technologies. This is where the best cows are. These show cows are second to none in the country. Actually, I live in the St. Louis, Missouri area, and I'm fortunate to office at the Purina Animal Nutrition Center at Gray Summit, Missouri, which has been there since 1926. So I feel like I'm really blessed to be near the researchers. We rub shoulders on a regular basis. And we also, I have the opportunity, if I want to take a walk at lunch, I can go up to the calf unit, the heifer unit, and actually see the animals that are working for our dairy producers every day.
Well, let's talk about that. We can connect the dots easily here because you're on a research farm. You're talking with producers here about innovations from Purina. What are they?
Well, the one that we're really excited about, we started out on Monday by bringing in our salespeople from around the United States and introducing a new product to them. And as you well know, Tom, when we look at technologies, that's the heartbeat of Purina, and our Animal Nutrition Center is what supports that heartbeat. We came about 3 years ago with a new technology called AmpliCalf. Everybody was excited. It took the market by storm. We're getting better gains on our calves. We're getting a longer, taller calf. Essentially, we're allowing our calves to reach their genetic potential, which is really exciting. That was 3 years ago. On Monday of this week, we introduced improvements to that technology. That's why I get excited about our research center and what we're able to do. Just 3 years old, and we're also making the best and even better technology. So what we had to introduce to our field sales was to go through the data that we've been collecting over the last couple of years and show them how we can feed this calf better. The results that we shared with them was rumen development. The rumen papillae, which is these little finger-like projections that are in the rumen, those absorb nutrients. So the better job we can do in developing those finger-like projections, making them longer, making more of them, the more efficient the calf will be. And we were actually able to show them through data how we've enhanced the growth of those rumen papillae, resulting in increased gains with the calf, and also a healthier calf as well. So it was really exciting to introduce that to our field people and to see their excitement that they have new attributes on a product to go talk to the field about.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of producers here, obviously, at this show. What's on their mind? What is it that they ask you to do for them?
In general, they'll come by, our customers come by, as well as people that haven't had the opportunity or haven't made the decision to buy from us. They want to know what's new. What do you have for technologies that can help me and help my herd? In many cases, they'll start with the calves, which is kind of ironic because that's the foundation of the herd. And that's going to be where a mistake you make with your calves, a calf never gets over a good start, doesn't get over a good one either. So if you start them poorly, they're never going to get over that. So they want to know what kind of a job they can do to improve the health of the calf, to improve those early gains. And ultimately, it's the calf, but it's about the cow. Because if we can bring that calf in, freshen her, breed her 2 months earlier, freshen her at 22 months of age, and bring her into that lactating herd, she's starting to pay back benefits in milk production. So a lot of the discussion is about just what's new, and we have some things on the lactating cow side. Our MetaPro technology, amino acid ration balancing has been exciting, which allows the producer oftentimes to save some money, get more milk production, and then they always kind of go back, what can you do for my calves? And there's a lot of families that come to World Dairy. Tom, I've been coming to World Dairy Expo for 38 years. It's a family event, and the ladies do an excellent job of taking care of calves, and oftentimes it's them that ask the question, what can I do to better my calves? And we can show them how they can make a difference they can see. It's exciting. It's fun to talk to them.
Well, let's talk about what's new about the new starter then.
Well, it's really exciting what we've been able to do the last couple of years. When we introduced AmpliCalf initially, there was immune modulators in it. There was a new ingredient to help the appetite. There's also probiotics and prebiotics in it that really help the health of the calf and get them off to a fast start. But we have a new ingredient called Appetite Maker, and we're actually getting earlier intakes and higher intakes on these calves. And we've also kind of changed up some of the immune modulators that helps the health of the calf on starting out. So consequently, we have a calf that's going to be healthier from the get-go, and then we can really capitalize on those early growths. And by the new ingredients and the formulation changes, even though they're subtle, we're seeing a taller calf, we're getting more intakes, and a more efficient calf as we're growing them through that first 3 months of their life. And that difference will continue out through 6 months, out through breeding, until they're a lactating cow.